Bud, good morning, everyone. This is Master Coordinator Tony Underwood in Atlanta, Georgia, in a beautiful, sunny Atlanta. Hope you all had a great Easter weekend, last weekend with your families. I'm sure if you're in the area we're in the South, it's beautiful here, and people are out doing their gardening, the birds are singing, and people are doing their thing. So for those of you that are on the call live, thank you for joining us and taking some time. For those of you that will be listening to this recording, make sure that you get this out to your teams, because every single week, we have a different speaker that will give you some awesome nuggets that you can take away. And you never know, you know, every call I'm on over the years, I always get something out of a call, or I've forgotten something that I heard a year ago, 2 years ago, sometimes 10 years ago. And I couldn't think of a better person to have on the line with Presidential Master Roland Rosenheist up in Nashville, Tennessee. And Roland, I'm excited that you were able to join us. I know it's kind of a last time to do this. I appreciate you taking time out. I knew you had a soccer game, which here this morning, but it was rained out. But you know, Roland, we play soccer in the rain in England. I'm not sure if you knew that or not, but little rain's not going to hurt you. But for those of you who don't know Roland, Roland has been in Shakti for a long, long, long time. And I was telling somebody a couple weeks ago that with somebody that's making that type of money for so long, you'd think they want to jump on the call this morning and hear, how do you do that? And Roland is a great leader, got a tremendous organization. And I've got to know him as a friend over the years of my short time in Shakti. And, Roland, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Nashville with Eli Bremer, which we'll talk about at the event up there on the 13th of May. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Roland. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you very much. And for those of you on the call, I want to thank you for being on. But I believe you heard it. You get free trips to the Bahamas. Congratulations. I'm so glad you're on the call. That's fantastic. Boy, that's really nice. I mean, I'd be happy to go to the Bahamas with you, Tony, and, you know, maybe do a couple seminars or something. That'd be great.
Yeah. Just,
anyway, thanks.
You and I, Jennifer, it'd be great. We'll just go there.
Okay. Well, once again, thank all of you for being on the call, and I always like to go over some things and get people thinking. It's always good to be thinking. Just give you a little background. I've been in Shakti a few years. I got started with the products, used the products for about a year before I got in the business, and I talked to some other people about the products, and they started feeling better, and I started making a little income. And I thought, wow, let me look into this. And that's when I got into this thing. And I've never looked back. And I just really, 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 really believe in making a difference for other people. I really do. A lot of people have their why, and why is good, but we've got to have a belief and a why that's bigger than ourselves, and I really want to make a difference. One of the things is I want to see a reversal of the sickness trend in the United States. Right now, first time in U.S. history, children will not outlive the parents. Each generation is getting weaker. So I just have a passion about that. And a lot of people are looking for a lifestyle financially. And, boy, I tell you, if I can help them, I feel good about it. That, to me, is just a really, really big plus for being in Shakti, why I continue working at Shakti and enjoy it as much, if not more, than many years ago when I got started. There's some things in Shakti that I'm good at. There's some things that I'm not good at. I'm not a good recruiter, but once I get somebody in, I know how to work with them and find other people. So we all have our strong suits. And another strong suit I have is looking at something and telling you whether it's going to work or not. And I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong on those things. And I study the sales plan. And I study the trends. And I study what's going to make a difference. And after really looking at it, I want to prove it's right. So that way I can go to other people and say, here's what's working. And to go over some things that are really working today that I see a great need in Shakti and probably all of network marketing, as a matter of fact. And, in fact, Eric Worre expressed this last fall in Las Vegas at a small meeting we had, about 300 people from all around the world, And he was saying leadership. Leadership is so void in all network marketing companies. And, boy, we should be the company standing out in front with great leadership. And I'll be up front with you, we're not. But here's the steps that I have found that work. It's not a hypothesis that works very well. Number one is helping people to understand how to communicate. How we communicated 10 years ago does not work today. It does not work. People are on the defensive. Customers or possible customers are on the defensive. In fact, all you have to do is turn the TV on and everybody's getting ready to sue somebody for something they said. They said. And so people are very sensitive and they've heard the same thing. This is the best. This is the best. This is the freshest. This is going to work wonders and so on. And so people are looking for somebody they can trust. And trying to sell Shackley first does not work well. What we're looking at is how can we increase the percentages, really? And, yes, you can go out there and perhaps really, really try to sell Shackley. Doing enough people, you're going to get some results. But it's kind of discouraging. But I've got to learn how to sell myself, how to build that relationship. And many people think it's going to take a long time to build a relationship. I can start building that relationship in a matter of 1 minute. And on every phone call, I do. If you were to drive 1,000 miles and you pull into this parking area and you park your car and you get out of your car and somebody is parked right next to you and you see their license plate is the same as the state you're from, what do we do? Huh, you're from that state. Do you know so-and-so? People desperately want to bond, but they don't want to be sold. Very sensitive. And there's a way to bond with people, and that's the beginning step. We've got to find something that we have this, where we have this commonality. And so I've got to learn how to communicate. I've got to get out of sales. I've got to learn how to ask questions. I must learn how to ask, get permission to ask a question. If I've got an important question coming up, I always say, can I ask you something? We all know how to do this because if you have kids and something broke in the house, we say, I've got a question I've got to ask. Who broke the vase? We must learn how to build the bond, communicate, and I find in Shackley, people are in sales, 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 and turning people off. And you have to go through a lot more people. People are looking for that relationship, that friend. Selling ourselves, then Shackley. Once we learn how to do that, the next step is strategy. Strategy is what wins ball games. Strategy is what wins ball games. Now, Tony will probably understand this because he played soccer at one time. And he'll probably be talking about that at every meeting. But take any sport, take the game of soccer, you have a goal. You got to have a strong goal. Not the goal that you're going to kick the ball into, but you want to win the ball game. You want to win the ball game, basketball or anything. The next thing is strategy. Well, we have a plan. You play this position. This person plays this position. We get our positions great, the striker and so on in soccer. And we got all the positions figured out. But it's the strategy that wins the ball game. Strategy is every time up and down the field. It's every time up and down the court. We've got to change. And there are so many people that I've come across that say, well, give me a plan. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six. Yeah, we got to have a plan, but we've got to be willing to adjust quickly. And a person says, well, I've got a plan. I'm going to sponsor in 3 people a week. Okay, that's a good plan. And then they find out that they've got a few people in their group that really want to build. And they say, and the people are saying, we've got some questions for you. We've got some people coming in. We want to know what to do. I'm sorry, because I've only got 1 person sponsored this week. It's Friday, and I've got to get 2 more. I just can't work with you right now because I got this plan. We've got to adjust. Strategy is what wins the ball games every time. Good coaches that have good strategy win the ball games. The next step is leadership. If I don't learn the communication style, I cannot put in good strategy. And if I don't have good strategy, I'll never learn leadership. Leadership is not only how to be a better leader myself, and you can't be a good leader if I don't communicate well. In other words, we have all heard of the bosses who think they know everything, and they're turning everybody off that work under them. Make them mad. I've had them myself. They are not good coaches. They're not good bosses. So I've got to learn how to be a good coach through the communication. Then I can put in strategy. Strategy can't be, well, you do this and you do this and you do this. That doesn't work, especially in a company where people are volunteers and not employed. So in order to be a good leader, I've got to really learn about people. I see so many situations where we think we understand everything about the person that we're talking to because they said this and this and this and this, but we haven't read between the lines because what they're saying is not true. Have you ever had people say, I just don't have time? But they keep asking questions. They keep coming to different events. They keep hanging around, but I don't have time. And so what do? We spend the next 6 months trying to show them how they have time. And the issue is not time. They're just afraid. They tried something like this before, and it didn't work. A good coach really tries to figure out what is the problem, just like a parent says to the child, what's wrong? And the child says nothing. And the parent says, there's something wrong. I can tell. Likewise, as I tell people, you got to pretend you're talking to five-year-olds. What's really going on? And I say to people, okay, that's fair, you don't have time. But if you did have time, what do you want to do? Oh, in other words, take away the problem that they have created that is not true. Well, if I lived in a better area, I don't live in a good area. Okay, that could be true. But if you did live in a good area, what do you want to do? The question is not what your problem is. The question is, what do you want? And I keep asking the question. You may have to ask five times. But what would you really want before we can get to the real stuff? That's what a coach does. That's all part of leadership. Once I understand the sales plan and I really understand this business, I realize that there are two different ways to try to build. One is getting a few directors. Maybe going to the executive rank, which is great. Executive rank is what everybody should be focusing on, minimal. There's a process in doing that, getting a couple directors. The other focus that a few people will grab hold of, but it will affect your whole group, is those who want to build an organization. Building an organization is much different than getting a couple of directors here and there in your group. There's nothing wrong with either one. Nothing wrong. But as a coach, I've got to figure out what they're ready to do. What they're ready to do. And it may change. Maybe they're interested in getting a couple of directors. I have people getting a few directors, adding a few more to their recap. But then they change and they start looking at building an organization, which is a whole different level of thinking. It's all about the thinking, the strategy, and understanding. And to build an organization, I'm talking about building 20 sales leaders in the next year, year and a half. No longer than that. 20 sales leaders. And the amount of time that it takes to do that is probably less work, less time than trying to add a couple directors here and there to the business. A whole different level, a whole different strategy, a whole different strategy. And it doesn't matter to me. I have people in my group who just love doing the volume that they're doing, but they're not interested in building any directors, and that's fine. That's okay. Love them where they are. I'm not trying to tell people what to do, but I do know what works. And so there is a process, a different strategy in building 20 directors. I have someone in my group who is a leader and learning how to be a better leader. And this is not a put-down or anything, but I don't see that directors, new directors especially, are leaders. They haven't learned the leadership skills. How can you be a leader if you haven't learned the skills? I see that they're apprentices. They're learning. A lot to learn. But this is a person who has gone through the apprenticeship, had a number of people on the recap, and but they were building a director here and there, adding a few directors. And finally, they understood, as I talked to them, to understand the dynamics and the strategy for building 20 directors in the next 12 months. And so they were ready for it. And consequently, I had some phone calls and three-way calls with some people downline in their group, two of them. I just had phone calls with those people who were ready to stretch their thinking. But they influenced everybody above them. In fact, one was sixth level to me, the other was seventh level. If you understand the sales plan, boy, I tell you, that's where you want to put in some time. And that's all I did. Three-way calls with those people, which reinforced the whole group upline, which gave more confidence to the person who said they wanted to build another 20 sales leaders for their recap, move on up to master coordinator. And I worked that for about three months. And I taught them the coaching skills. And so they are now coaching people on how to communicate, strategy, and leadership. They're now doing it. So I'm still in contact with these people, but not like I was before. But because of that, took a few months, but because of that, the person who's the leader, their total group volume went up 10,000 in 1 month. Many people at 2,000 raised their volume to 4,000, almost doubled the volume in 1 month. And when you do that, you just happen to bring in a lot of people and say, hey, I want to join you. I want to join you on this is a winning team. And I believe that the volume will go up another, group volume will go up another 10,000 the next month, this month. And that's what's going on. That's what's happening. I mean, the numbers are big. The numbers are coming in big. It all got started with a belief and an understanding, the strategy. And there were things that I could do by making some phone calls and three-way calls with two people way down the line. Help to really create this. And once you create that, other people who are not even connected with that lineage say, hey, Hokey Buckets, I'm going to get involved. In fact, it's affected my whole group. And that's all part of the strategy. Because there are other people saying, well, she can do it. She and her husband can do it. I can do it. And that is such a powerful thing. So those are the things that I find are very, very important. And have an opportunity to be on the MEC, which is the liaison between the field and the home office, and also some other great people on that MEC. You probably never heard of her, but Jennifer Clacken, she's on the MEC. I don't know how that woman can take notes and keep track of everything that is said, and I don't know how she does it. That's not my cup of tea, but boy, I'm sure glad she's there to record everything. But we work together to help people to understand the simplicity of this incredible, incredible business that we have, to stop trying to copy everybody else in other companies. We've got the best. We have the best. We've got quality products. If we didn't have quality products, then we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot. And I tell you, it wouldn't work. But because we have quality products, we can build a solid relationship that people believe in because they got products that back us up. If we didn't have products that back us up, they say, you're phony. Hey, you're a nice person, but you're phony. These products aren't worth anything. We have the best. We've got a DNA. We've got a philosophy that nobody has. And I am plain sick and tired of people who keep trying to look around and say, hey, we got to do what they're doing in these other companies. What they're doing in other companies is a bunch of razzle-dazzle that lasts for a short period of time until the bubble breaks. And I'm not putting down any other company. Please understand. But we don't realize the diamonds we have in our own backyard. Diamonds. But we have been taught the idea of making this thing simple by doing nothing. Or doing less. Here are all the things you don't have to do. There's a list of them. It's been repeated by many people. Here are all the things you don't have to do. And an example of somebody who looks at all the things that they can do and are positive. A lady calls up the leader and says, well, I cleaned out my garage. And I discovered a can of protein I've had there for many years. That was good stuff. She said, could I get a can? I'm going to start using that again. And the leader said, yeah, sure, that's fantastic. They talked a little bit on the phone. And she said, well, how about if I bring it to you? Now, that's what a lot of people say. Oh, my goodness, save the time. She lives an hour away. Ridiculous. But the leader said, that she's looking way past that one can of protein. That's the situation. A lot of people just don't look far enough ahead. And she said, I'll bring it to you. And the lady said, well, why don't you bring a couple along? Okay. She goes to her house, says, well, have a cup of tea. But just sitting down and talking. The lady's 80 years of age. And they are talking, and then the leader says, well, let's have some fun. You want to try some of the skincare? Have you ever tried it? No, I haven't tried it. She tried the skincare. Here's what ended up happening. The lady bought 5 cans of protein. She bought all the skincare. And she said, is there any way that you could come back to my house and talk to a bunch of my friends about this stuff? Now, if we want to just save time, we can make certain that she orders that can of protein and I'll find somebody else. In fact, I'm going to have to find about 15 people to buy a can of protein to make up for that one person. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. You see, the smart leader is going to find somebody who comes to that presentation who may say, hey, I want to build a business. Never going to happen when we just try to find all the things that we can do. Perhaps seemingly save time, but we end up spending more time. That's all part of the strategy. So, just like the game of checkers or chess, I want to be 5 moves ahead. And most people are only 1 move. I was talking to people this morning on a call, and I said, where's your focus? And they said, well, we want to be key coordinators and go to China. Well, the one I was talking to doesn't have a director. He said, you're going to be there in time? I'd like to. It's not going to happen. I got to be honest with you. You see, that's the other thing. As a coach, you got to tactfully figure out how to be honest with people. I said, can I tell you what your focus is? Your focus is to figure out how can I just get another customer, hopefully. I said, I can't help you with any strategy because you're not looking past that. You're not looking at building even directors. It's not comfortable being honest like that, but that's the best way I can help people. And I got to be tactful about it. And the person really appreciated what I had to say because they said, your thinking isn't there. It's all about the thinking. We have the best. We've got so much going for us. A lot of people say is Shaqley quality. Well, if so many members in the Olympics use Shaqley because they feel it's good, it must be a good product. And we've got good spokespeople representing the Olympics, representing the products we have. Eli Brimmer, who I've had a chance to spend quite a bit of time with, especially in China. Shaqley asked me to go to China and speak to 12,000 people, one of the meetings. The number of meetings, one is 12,000 people. And Eli was there. And by and large, had a good opportunity to spend time with him and understand his thinking and so on. And wow, what an opportunity to better understand leadership, better understand discipline. Discipline, boy, that's important. And so fortunately, he's coming to Nashville the 13th, and he's going to be talking about those things. And we have an opportunity to learn from him and learn from other people. And so those are the things that are so important because it helps me with my thinking. So that's all I have today. I hope it gets you thinking. Hope it gets you asking questions. But I do know what works. And I also understand that we have the best thing going. And we don't realize it. We don't realize it. Diamonds in our own backyard. Please ask the questions. Take advantage of what we have. It's all there for us. Tony, you're on.
Well, that's awesome, Roland. Thank you for those words of wisdom. And, you know, for those of you that are anywhere within 2, 3, 4 hours of Nashville, I want to encourage you on May the 13th to get a ticket or bring guests and hear Roland, meet Roland, as well as being in Shacky for many, many years and probably makes more in a month than most people make in a year. But wet your whistle to find that, but even more important to come and hear about some incredible products. So that's going to be on May the 13th. You can go to www.shackleyeffectnashville.com. The tickets are $15 for the morning on the 13th there, and it's a great value, and guests are always free, and we're going to have limited space. And along with that, we're going to have heading up the pure performance team that Roland just mentioned, Eli Bremer, the Olympian, who's flying in specially for that event. So don't miss that if you're anywhere within 2 or 3 hours, or if you know anyone that's in 2 or 3 hours. You don't have to be there. Just send them our way, and we'll take care of them. And a couple other events real quick in closing. After that, a month after that in Orlando, on June the 16th, 17th, we're going to be having Jennifer Glacken, our awesome upline there, along with president of the company, Heather Chastain. And you can go to www.shackleyorlandoevent.com for tickets and hotel information, which is running out fast. And then lastly, Jennifer Glacken has an event in Chicago the week after that on the 23rd, 24th. Off June, and speakers, I think, almost there. I can't name who they are, but it doesn't matter. Just get to that event. That'll be at glackenhealth.com. And so we've got 3 great events coming up. Of course, the global conference in August, right here in our backyard in Atlanta. Don't miss that. That is going to be fantastic. Thousands of people, Roger Barnett, and you don't want to miss that. So we're working towards that. And Roland, thank you so much again for joining us, taking time out of your schedule to share with us, and I look forward to seeing you in 3 weeks up there in Nashville. So you guys have an awesome weekend. Be safe out there and enjoy time with your families. And, hey, let's get after it. It's going to be a great year. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.